leaves around the place a whole lot bigger than this house. Mm-hmm. And then if they didn't get as many good leaves there as they wanted, they'd go off out there in a good leaf pile and just come in with their mouth literally full of leaves.
Oh.
Bring them in with leaves, you know, and fix it.
Yeah.
And whenever you could see a sow at that, why, well, you'd know she's going to find figs pretty soon, mm-hmm. or there's going to be some bad weather.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
and the whole outfit, the males and the females, all run out, and they never would know nothing about when their sows, you know, is it going to fair, or that's they call that fairing. Fair.
That thing when they're going to have the pigs?
Pigs.
Oh.
And the cow, she just dropped her calf.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the mare, the little coat was folded.
Oh, I see. So they have all different names for each one of them.
Everything.
For everything like that. That's really interesting. Well, what about the place where you turn, where you let them graze, like the cows and all? Where they would graze?
Well, most of them just run outside, but they called it the pasture. If you had a fence around it and turned mm-hmm. one in the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them was just outside. We didn't have no stock law, you know, and they called it a free range.
Yeah.
Everything is free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And back when I was a kid, before these stave mills come in here and they cut all of our oak for making up staves and mm-hmm. ties and such stuff as that, well, when I was a kid, well, the hogs were just mostly fatting on acorns, and the cows, lots of them, they'd eat enough acorns to kill them, they'd call it the dry mern.
Mm.
They call it the dry mern, and I didn't know anything about what the dry mern meant, but now I believe it would pack their bowels.
Oh,
and that's what I believe it was.
Probably.
Of course, the old people know, but I didn't. They didn't. Them days they didn't talk everything on earth for a young'un like they do now. You just had to wait and learn it the best you could.
That's true.
And
well, I think you said that they had that you raised some cotton up close to your place.
Why, yeah, I reckon I was born in a cotton patch almost.
And so you had to do a lot of work in cotton patch.
Oh, sure. Lord, that's first we had to hoe it. Thin it out, you know, with the hole just so far to so many stalks, about that far to part, I reckon. Hoe it out and then hoe the grass out. I generally hoe theirs twice. And then when the picking started, we'd pick it just as long as we could see a lock of peeking out in a patch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you said that you're down there around the river where you grew your corn, I think you said you grew as much Johnson grass as you did corn. Oh, what other kinds of weeds did they have that you were troubled with?
Well, we had that. They had them old cuckabirds, and we had that old Johnson grass. And then we had you can see it in a catalog, the trumpet vine, you know, run out there. Oh, Lord, I told them they'd cut as many of that junk out of their corn as I had mine, they'd think a trumpet vine.
They wouldn't want to order one, would they?
No, they wouldn't want to order a trumpet vine. And they're all right to look at, but Lord, Lord, Lord. And they, good land, you know, while they just sprout and sucker up. You can cut one here and maybe a dozen will sucker up back under from mm-hmm. its roots. And, we just hadn't much near every kind of a weed and crab grass. And, well, we didn't have too much, many kinds of weeds, too, because cuckleburrs kept spreading.
Kept the others in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could plow, go down there and plow and hoe, and just a clean street, and the next morning, little old cuckleburrs would be standing there with two leaves on and just stick his hair on dog's back where they'd come up the night before.
Oh,
and then, of course, by the time you got the strip furred out, well, here they was knee-high and ready to go again.